Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched on the Mac. Leading off today, the final of the Big Four banks in Australia has officially enabled Apple Pay support. Westpac customers can now add their eligible credit and debit cards to Apple's mobile payment service. This extends to all MasterCard debit and credit cards, as well as Handy cards. Westpac originally announced its plans to eventually adopt Apple Pay back in December, with a target date of June 2020. But COVID-19 has expedited that rollout. Executives at the bank say that the rollout of Apple Pay comes at a crucial time for customers who are looking for a safer alternative to cash amid the coronavirus pandemic. Westpac has already seen an increase in customers using digital banking solutions, and they expect that Apple Pay will only further increase those numbers. Westpac is the final of the Big Four banks in Australia to add support for Apple Pay. The banks had originally battled with Apple over access to the iPhone's NFC hardware. The banks wanted to be able to create competitors to Apple Pay, but Apple cited a variety of privacy concerns and said that wouldn't happen. And after those efforts failed, the banks gradually gave in and added support for Apple Pay. ANZ was first, followed by CommBank and NAB last year, and now Westpac completes the rollout. Next up, 2 weeks ago, Apple announced plans to show COVID-19 testing sites in Apple Maps. Starting this week, that database is now live across the United States and Puerto Rico. This means that users can search for COVID-19 testing locations in the Apple Maps app or view them nearby on the map directly. The listings include information like the name of the place, the associated healthcare provider, contact phone number and website, and much more. The listings also surface information about the type of testing location, such as whether it's a laboratory or hospital, and the nature of the site, such as whether it's drive-through, parking lot, or building. The testing locations appear with a red medical icon and a special banner on the Apple Maps card, so they're distinct and easy to find. And if you look for something like an urgent care clinic, Apple Maps will show you that it's also a COVID-19 testing site and that you may not be able to enter unless you make an appointment or have a doctor's referral. As of right now, these testing sites are only listed in the United States, but we should expect an expansion to additional countries soon. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched for the Mac. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill set at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders or take bribes, become a hero or not. Disco Elysium is basically an ode to and an evolution of old-school RPGs like Planescape Torment or Icewind Dale. It's a thought-provoking, groundbreaking game for the mind and the soul, all set to an award-winning soundtrack by British Sea Power. Disco Elysium has been named Game of the Year by PC Gamer, the best PC exclusive by IGN, an absolute must-play by Metacritic, and much more. You can get 25% off Disco Elysium until May 1st as a special Mac launch promo on Steam. Learn more and watch the trailer at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Disco Elysium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. A new report from the Wall Street Journal details the successful digital-only release of Trolls World Tour by Universal Pictures. The report says that the movie has racked up nearly $100 million in rentals, but as you would expect, movie theater owners are pushing back. After theaters across the country closed due to COVID-19, Universal released the Trolls follow-up digitally with a $20 at-home rental through services like iTunes and Amazon. This week's report details that the movie has already generated more revenue than the original Trolls movie did during its 5-month domestic theatrical run. And in light of this, Universal executives say they're more interested in exploring digital releases going forward. And they have a financial incentive to do so. Studios such as Universal bring home 80% of the digital rental or purchase fee, compared to around 50% of box office sales. But following the report from the Wall Street Journal, the National Association of Theater Owners was quick to send out its own take on the news, saying not to expect digital rentals of movies still in theaters to become, quote, the new normal. And taking things even further, movie theater chain AMC now says that it won't show any Universal films in its theaters going forward because of this digital release dispute. But Universal says that it still believes in theatrical releases, and it still plans to release movies in theaters, but also digitally when it makes sense. So specific information here is unclear, but what we do know is that Universal was happy with the digital performance of Trolls World Tour, which was exclusively released for at-home rental through services like iTunes and Amazon. So while it doesn't sound like Universal plans to forego the theatrical release process altogether, we could be looking at also being able to rent movies from home while they're still in theaters. Reports from as far back as 2016 indicated that Apple has been interested in offering movies for rental through iTunes that are still in theaters. So perhaps Apple's interest in this initiative, combined with the early success seen by Universal, will help bring the entire industry forward and make movies that are available in theaters also available for rental through iTunes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.